Many medical studies use human subjects. There are various horror stories over the last century about researchers abusing people. But the federal government is touring major medical institutions, reminding researchers about various regulations and protocols. University of Nebraska Dr. Ernie Prentice chairs a federal health department advisory panel on human research protection. During a visit to the Medical College of Wisconsin, Prentice acknowledged that drug companies and other sponsors of research do want to see results.
There's increased pressure. After all, pharmaceutical companies are a big business. They want to get their drugs to market. They want to beat out the competition. And like any business, they do exert pressure. However, I also think that institutions and investigators resist such pressures.
Dr. Prentice says if the federal government relaxes constraints on stem cell research, then the human protection issue will get additional scrutiny. In the meantime, a bioethicist at the Medical College of Wisconsin says would-be research patients have the right to ask a variety of questions, including about potential risks, confidentiality protections, and the right to withdraw from a study. Professor Robin Shapiro says an especially timely question would be who's paying for the research.
Sometimes the investigators or the institution where the investigators work will get financial compensation from, for example, the sponsor of the drug that's being studied in a research protocol. So to the extent that that has the possibility of impacting the investigator or how the research is being conducted, many feel that the research participants should know something about the nature of that compensation.
Shapiro worries that national protections for human subjects only apply to federally funded studies or for research for drugs under the FDA's jurisdiction. She says a lot of privately funded studies are not subject to the laws. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.